That was Software Seduction from Australia and a song called Try from a 1984 compilation called The Signal to Noise Set. Prior to that, Graphic Violets, a new project from Richmond, Virginia, doing Broken Simulation from a brand new cassette called Immune from Evil. We also heard some Canadian post-punk from Space Invaders, and a song called But Dot 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 from a 1981 single. And at the start of the set, the Hugh Beaumont Experience doing Purple Things. Really the only song of theirs that sounds like that. I wish there were more. That was from a 1983 compilation cassette called Steel Rock Presents. And next up, some UK DIY from the Dresnells. The song is Class Distinction.
Oh.
Was a UK band called The Solicitors doing a song called I Wouldn't Want To, recorded in 1979. That's on a collection of their demos. They never actually released anything properly in their short existence. Prior to that was The Stashes, part of the greater Leipzig, Germany punk universe, and a song called Fury from their 2016 LP, Placid Faces. And we also heard something from the brand new self-improvement LP, Syndrome, on Feel It. That track was Just Like Me. And at the start of the set, the Dresnells and Class Distinction, originally from a split 7-inch that came out in 1984. It's also included on the latest edition of the No One's Listening Anyway post-punk comps put out by CTR Records. And next is King of Culture, who kind of rose from the ashes of the Tampa-based post-punk band The Stick Figures, who have played a few times before. The song is called Cut Shut. It's the B-side to their one and only 7-inch, released in 1983.
Can you tell? Yes, I am. We'll be right back.
We just heard Maze from Japan doing a song called Born in Silence that's on a new cassette compilation put out by the band The Dissidents from Philadelphia. It's called Olive Seeds, benefits mutual aid in Gaza. Highly recommended, lots of really cool bands on that. Before Maze was the Dutch band Fahrenheit 451 and A Soldier's Rhythm from a compilation EP from 1982 that I'm not going to try and pronounce because my Dutch is atrocious. Before Fahrenheit 451 was Small Black Pig doing Vampire Lover from the four-track EP on Slant Records circa 1997. And starting the set was King of Culture and Cut Shut from a 7-inch on Green Records. I've got one more song, but before I get to that, some reminders. If you'd like to listen to previous episodes of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, there are hundreds of them available at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. You can drop us a line via email at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. If you have any music that you would like to submit for potential airplay or to be reviewed on our website, maximumrockandroll.com, please send vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. If you'd like to throw us some money to help support what we're doing, we are entirely volunteer run, and your donations help us pay for things like web servers and hosting space that add up very quickly. So throw us some money at maximumrockandroll.com/donate. And Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Brandy with support from Paul. My name's Erica Elizabeth. I'm going to leave y'all with a Minneapolis band called Technique Nikkei. They put out one 12-inch in 1986 called Substitutes for Learning, kind of a Raincoatsy vibe. We're going to hear a song from that called First on Hinges. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby. Bum, 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 bum.
Looking for a community who will support you on your academic journey? The Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca. You're listening to CJ.